A Contra Podcast Conversations for the curious essential knowledge, simplified, your gateway to essential ideas that matter most. This audio summary has been prepared with the help of A Contra AI. Welcome to the deep dive. Today we're jumping into a topic that sounds, well, it sounds almost basic, right? Number theory.
It does. It's just the study of whole numbers. But this is the field that the great mathematician Carl Friedrich Gauss called the queen of mathematics.
And we're not just looking at it for a history lesson. We're using Robin Wilson's fantastic book, Number Theory, a very short introduction, as our guide.
Right. And our mission really is to show you how those simple numbers you learned as a kid, 1, 2, 3, are hiding this profound mathematical world.
A world that actually secures our entire digital lives.
Yeah.
I mean, from your bank account to your email.
Exactly. So this is for anyone who's ever wondered what's going on behind the scenes, you know, what those invisible algorithms are that keep everything safe online.
And the person guiding us through this is Robin Wilson. He's an emeritus professor of pure mathematics, but also a prominent historian of mathematics.
And that combination is, I think, what makes his work so accessible.
It's key, isn't it?
Oh, it's absolutely crucial. He spent his career at the Open University, which is all about communicating complex ideas to a really broad audience. He doesn't just give you theorems.
No, it reads like a story, a human story.
It is a story. He introduces you to the characters, the people who chase these ideas for centuries. It makes the whole subject feel alive, not like some dry, intimidating textbook.
So what's the book's core argument?
Right.
What's a big insight he's trying to get across?
The book really hangs on this one, you know, this incredible central idea.
Oh, yes.
That the most abstract, purest branch of math something people studied for centuries just for its beauty led, almost by accident, to technologies that we literally cannot live without today.
So the argument is that the quest for intellectual beauty ended up forging the ultimate tools for modern security.
Precisely. The book answers that question. What are the fundamental properties of whole numbers, and why on earth do they matter so much right now?
Okay, so let's unpack that journey. Wilson starts us way back.
Yeah.
Right? With the ancient Greeks.
He does. He starts with figures like Pythagoras and Euclid, who saw numbers as these almost mystical things. And right away, he introduces the atoms of arithmetic.
The prime numbers.
The primes, exactly. And from there, he builds up, introducing the more sophisticated tools. The big one is Carl Friedrich Gauss's theory of congruences.
People might have heard that called clock arithmetic.
Yes, that's the one. And this is where the abstract starts to get really practical.
How so?
Because congruences are all about remainders. And focusing on remainders is the conceptual leap that takes us from pure theory to public key cryptography.
The RSA algorithm.
The RSA algorithm. That's the book's ultimate destination, showing how this pure ancient idea is the bedrock of digital security.
All right, let's go a bit deeper then, starting with those building blocks you mentioned. Prime numbers. Wilson is really clear that these are everything.
They are the foundation. A prime number, just as a reminder, is any whole number bigger than one that you can only divide by itself and one.
And their importance is all wrapped up in the fundamental theorem of arithmetic.
Which sounds intimidating, but Wilson explains it so well. It just means every whole number greater than one can be broken down into a product of primes in only one way.
A unique fingerprint, almost.
A unique fingerprint. They are the irreducible building blocks. You can't break them down any further.
But the weird thing is, even though they're so fundamental, finding them is chaotic.
It is. Wilson talks about Euclid's proof that there's an infinite number of them, which is just this beautiful piece of ancient logic. We know they go on forever.
But you can't predict where the next one will pop up.
Exactly. There's this tension between structure and randomness. The prime number theorem shows that, on a large scale, their distribution is predictable. But up close, it feels totally random.
And we still have these incredibly simple-sounding questions we can't answer.
Like the twin prime conjecture. Are there infinitely many pairs of primes just two apart, like 11 and 13? We still don't know. The simplest questions are often the hardest.
Okay, that brings us to the next big tool. Congruences. Gauss's clock arithmetic. This is the part that enables that jump to security.
It is. And modular arithmetic is really just the math of remainders. When we say two numbers are congruent modulo, say 12, it just means they have the same remainder when you divide them by 12.
So on a clock, 14 o'clock is the same as 2 o'clock.
Exactly. They're in the same spot in the cycle. And what's so powerful about this is that it takes the infinite ocean of numbers and boils it down to a small, finite set, just the remainders from 0 to 11 in the case of the clock.
And that makes really hard problems suddenly much easier.
it simplifies them massively. If you wanted to find the last digit of 2 to the power of 1,000, I mean, you can't calculate that number. It's way too big.
Right.
But if you just look at the last digit, you're working modulo 10, and the pattern of the last digits of powers of 2 just repeats. 2, 4, 8, 6. 2, 4, 8, 6.
So you can find the answer in seconds.
In seconds.
Yeah.
And cryptography uses that exact principle, just with primes that are hundreds of digits long.
And this framework is what leads to the theorems that power the internet, like Fermat's Little Theorem and Euler's Theorem.
Yes. They're all about the properties of remainders when you're dealing with huge exponents. And they provide the perfect mathematical engine for public key encryption. They create the asymmetry you need for security.
But not all of this is immediately practical. Sometimes it's just about the chase, which brings us to Fermat's last theorem.
Ah, the most famous problem in math history.
A 350-year quest. And the problem is so simple to state. The equation x to the n plus y to the n equals z to the n has no whole number solutions if n is bigger than 2.
And Pierre de Fermat, back in the 17th century, scribbles in the margin of a book that he has a marvelous proof.
But the margin is too small to contain it. Mm. The ultimate mathematical taunt.
It really is. And it kicked off this centuries-long obsession. So many geniuses tried and failed.
Which makes the story of Andrew Wiles finally solving it in the 1990s so incredible.
Oh, Wilson captures the drama of it so well. Wiles worked in secret for 7 years.
And the leap he had to make was just immense. He didn't solve it with the old tools.
No, that's the amazing part. He had to connect this 17th century problem about whole numbers to these highly advanced 20th century ideas about, of all things, geometric shapes, elliptic curves.
So he solved a problem about discrete numbers by looking at continuous curves. It's breathtaking.
It is. And if you think about the big picture, it shows that some problems can only be solved by synthesizing ideas from totally different fields, often generations apart.
Okay, so let's pull back. What are the big themes Wilson weaves through all of this? The first for me is the profound complexity hidden in simple things.
Absolutely. You have questions you could explain to a child, like the Goldbach conjecture. Can every even number be written as the sum of 2 primes?
Sounds simple enough.
And yet we still don't have a proof. The complexity is just hiding there in plain sight.
Which leads right to theme 2. The absolute centrality of prime numbers. They really are the atoms of arithmetic.
And studying them is what drives so much of pure math research today. It's like we're constantly finding new physics by studying the simplest atoms.
And then the big aha moment of the book. Theme 3, what's called the unreasonable effectiveness of pure mathematics.
That's the heart of it. Ideas pursued for centuries with zero thought of application modular arithmetic, factoring large numbers, suddenly became the critical foundation for the entire global economy.
It's the ultimate argument for just being curious.
It is. And finally, theme 4 is that math is a human endeavor. It's not just cold logic.
Right. It's a story full of passion, rivalry, collaboration, and persistence.
And that journey from Fermat's little note in a book to the lock icon in your web browser is probably the most powerful real-life application.
Digital security and privacy.
Without a doubt. Every time you buy something online, you're protected by the fact that it's really, really hard to factor a huge number that's the product of 2 enormous primes.
We're relying on the difficulty of that one math problem.
Yes. Multiplying 2 huge primes is easy for a computer, but reversing it, finding the original 2 primes from their product would take the fastest supercomputers today millions of years.
It's a one-way street, mathematically.
That's the one-way function that makes the internet safe.
And beyond the tech, there's another application, which is just about training your brain.
Absolutely. Just following the logic of something like Euclid's proof trains your mind in rigorous analytical thinking. That's a skill you can take anywhere.
And finally, I think the book is just this powerful case for basic research.
It's the perfect case study. For centuries, number theory had no practical use. The payoff was completely unforeseen.
It's a great counterargument to anyone who says, but what's it good for?
Exactly. It shows that transformative technology often comes from the places you least expect, just because someone was curious enough to ask why.
You know, for me, the thing that really stuck was this total shift in how I see numbers. They're not just for counting anymore. They feel like these ancient objects with their own stories and secrets.
That's a great way to put it.
And Wilson makes this beautiful case that just being curious, you know, without needing an immediate payoff, is often what leads to the biggest, most practical breakthroughs.
Which brings us to a final thought. We know this kind of progress takes generations. And we know there are problems like the twin prime conjecture that are still unsolved. So, considering that all of modern e-commerce is built on math from the 18th century, what major breakthrough, what new technology might be resting on a purely abstract proof being worked on by some mathematician somewhere right now?
See you next time with another remarkable thinker, another powerful book, and another idea that has shaped our world. This audio summary is brought to you by Acontra Foundation.